always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for 8 Southern California counties. One of the strongest storms in decades is unleashing heavy rain. Evacuations are in place in high-risk mudslide areas, and Mayor Karen Bass said,
"If you are not home already, please get home and stay home. Stay off the roads. Make tonight a Sunday night dinner or family game night."
It's also an awards night in Southern California, the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. The main ceremony has not started, but Phoebe Bridgers has already picked up 4 awards. President Biden told reporters in Nevada that U.S. strikes on Iranian-backed targets in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen are working. Texas Governor Greg Abbott hosted Republican governors at the southern border in Eagle Pass, calling on President Biden to do more to secure the border. And FIFA announced the final of the 2026 World Cup will be played in New Jersey. This is ABC News. Relief this week for some student loan recipients. The Department of Education is beginning to send more letters and emails forgiving loans for qualified borrowers. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has details.
To qualify, you must first be enrolled in the Education Department's income-driven repayment plan called SAVE. You can sign up at studentaid.gov. If you initially took out $12,000 or less in federal student loans and have made at least 10 years of payments, your remaining debts will be canceled. For every $1,000 borrowed above $12,000, loans are forgiven after each additional year of payments. For example, if you borrowed $13,000, your loan would be forgiven after 11 years of payments.
The NTSB is out with a preliminary report on a medical helicopter crash last month in Oklahoma that killed 3 crew members. Investigators found the carcass of a goose in the helicopter's flight control system and 2 other goose carcasses in the debris field. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number 1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios, WMDX in Madison, Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue here in Madison or at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. We got a big show for you tonight, folks. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Seesaw, Tricks on Me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Myself. I've been asking. You've been playing tricks on me. I've been watching and waiting to see. You've been playing tricks lately.
baby, got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey Damien. Let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien. Say some, gotta give me that attention. I'm the future, I'm your baby. Everywhere it's habit. My aftertaste might be metallic. Damien, let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien, are you human? I'm afraid I can't sin, baby, don't I look so pretty when I'm tripping into our cars? We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Seesaw, and the song is called Dial Me Up. Tricks on Me before that. Tone Madison did up a write-up about their favorite 2023 songs, albums, and videos of the year, and Seesaw made the list twice, once for the video for Dial Me Up, and just as the album, Projecting. That was the favorite album from Tone Madison. You can read the full article. A lot of good things in there, too, right now at tonemadison.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We do the original local music until midnight every Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy Kay. I'm joined here with Rocker. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
And Terry Barrs in the house.
Hello, everybody.
It's great to see y'all. How you doing tonight?
We're all back together. Family, our little family's back together.
We have missed you.
I know, I think, Jimmy Kay, I was on and you weren't. Then you were on and I wasn't.
Right.
And kind of vice versa, back and forth. And, you know, we do what we do. Got to live life a little bit, too, I guess.
What's wrong, Rocker? Everything all right there?
He was quiet.
Yeah. You're fine. You're all fine. Right. Levels are good.
Can you hear me? I'm good.
Oh,
We have a big show that everybody's going to hear tonight. Ooh. A lot of great guests on the show, including a really exciting layer tonight, Rocker. What's coming up?
Wow, Jimmy. Well, we're going to start off the night with Honeybee Cannabis and Wade Wood, the owner, and Root Brew Kombucha, Lacey Rude. They're both here. They're going to be talking about a brand new collaboration of THC-infused kombucha, Jimmy.
Kombucha.
And we may just have to try a little bit. Chloe Louise, we know her, good friend of Max Inc. Radio. She's promoting new music in an upcoming show at the Cargo Coffee East coming up on February 9th. Automatic Lover, Jimmy.
I can't wait
to tell you about this band. They are brand new from Madison. Brett Fari and the crew, they're going to be talking about this new band that they are just sensational. Brett. Premiering a brand new song tonight.
Gosh.
Did you say Brett Fari?
Fari, yes. From the band Little Earthquake.
Okay.
Little Earthquakes.
Say that fast a couple times.
I would say too many words too fast. A bunch of minerals.
Okay, there you go.
And then after that, Jimmy, last week we were talking to Ann Katz from Create Wisconsin, and we learned about how her husband, David Wallner, has created this space called Our House Concerts.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
And they have concerts in their home, and we're going to hear all about that. And then
get an invitation over, I bet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they have some good stories, too. Live in the Lair tonight, The Listening Party. They're coming out here from Milwaukee.
Yay.
They have a new album, been a long time coming. They're going to play a bunch of their songs from the new album. We'll hear all about what's happening with them. And then yours truly, or ours truly, Jimmy K.
He's going to be
here. You're going to take it heavy.
And Essential Last Crack at 11, Jimmy.
Woo.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone yet, grab that right now at maxincradio.com or your favorite app store. So Tuesday, guys, I'm excited. Big week coming up for Jimmy K and Mrs. K. We're going on vacation.
You are not.
We are. We're.
Oh, my God.
We leave on Tuesday. We come back on Saturday. We're going to sunny California. But it's not so sunny. So check this out.
Jimmy.
Have you been following the weather in Southern Cal?
Yes.
No.
It's insane.
No. I have.
Even if I wasn't going on vacation, I'm kind of a weather geek. I love weather.
What's going on?
So
up there?
it's the river of
yes.
moisture that's coming off from El Nino. And last week, Wednesday, Thursday, LA County, Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, Orange County, they all got hammered, right?
Mm-hmm.
With heavy rain, flooding, high winds, surf, and all that. There's another storm hitting tomorrow, Monday. Wrapping up on Tuesday. I feel like I'm walking into an eye of a hurricane here.
Can we get an earthquake, please?
Well, Oklahoma just had a couple of earthquakes overnight.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
So that's pretty close.
If you happen to be listening to Max Inc. Radio out in Southern California, we have some Madison transplants that live out there. So give me a call. Let me know what I should be thinking about. You know, should I bring my fishing waders to walk around L.A. with? You know?
Oh, boy.
A poncho. Miami Dolphins poncho, Jimmy.
Yes. That would go over well.
No, don't do it.
Hey, we got information about a concert series, a Maxine concert series coming up. We'll have that information for you shortly. We got music from Beth Keeley on the way, as well as Jenna Jane right now. These guys are out of Milwaukee. The Shepherd Express said they were one of the best folk bands of 2023.
Let's hear it.
This is Lady Bird. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Something outside of them big doors.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Beth Keeley. It's brand new music from Beth. This Open Road is the name of the album that came out last year and is such a fantastic album. You should definitely add it to your collection today. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is live across Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the WMDX studios, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM here in lovely Madison, Wisconsin. Shout out to those of you listening on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO in Wausau. And good evening, Lake Air, up in Amory, Wisconsin, at WLAK 107.5. And you can listen to Max Inc. Radio everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Put us in your pocket.
Yes,
just
please.
Take us along.
In your pocket, in your ears, everywhere on your person.
Yeah.
Rocker, we got some big shows coming up, and we're going to drop the first one right now for the people.
Ooh.
This is breaking news here on Max Inc. Radio. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, and this event happens out in Waukesha. Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, they present the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series coming up Friday, February 16th at 7 p.m. That's at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha. That's over on Madison Street, I believe. WAUK personalities from the Shaw, James Santel of Morning Cannolis, Anya Esther, and Don Brown will be on hand. They'll be introducing the bands.
Anya is awesome, by the way.
Yes, she is.
She is terrific.
Really great. And we're going to have her. She's actually producing a show right up to 8 p.m. And she's literally going to run right over there. So
nice.
She can introduce Bony Fingers. So Bony Fingers and Iron Plow. That's at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha on Friday, February 16th. And that's an early show, Jimmy. Starts at 7 p.m. And guess what? Best part. No cover.
Whoa, nice. Free.
And that's also in association with, you know, Guitars for Vets and Whammy. We're all kind of uniting now, bringing all these scenes together.
That is amazing.
And have more details about that show, there's a Facebook event. You can also go to maxincradio.com to get more details.
And I cheated. I posted it the other day on our Max Inc. socials. Whoopsie.
That's all right. Thank you, Terry.
Special preview.
Yeah, just a little sneak peek there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got Wade and Lacey from Honey Bee and Rude Brew Kombucha. They're in studio. We're having a chat with them next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Indeed, we are local music across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Don't forget, you could call or text the show, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right from the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guests are right here, and we have with us tonight the owners of Honeybee Cannabis and Rude Brew Kombucha. Ooh. Please welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, Wade Woods, and a new person here,
yeah!
Lacey Rude. Lacey, nice. Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having us on.
You're already my favorite guest because you brought samples in tonight.
Yes,
did you try it already?
I just had a sip of the kombucha.
What'd you think?
It's wonderful.
Oh!
It's earthy,
yes,
tangy, it's tasty, good.
You guys, tell us, you know, I guess first we better ask about Honeybee. We'll ask each of you what each of you are doing and then how it all came together, because this is amazing.
And please get up close and intimate with that microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess as far as Honeybee, obviously this is my second time on with you guys, so appreciate
we love it.
Appreciate the airtime again. So yeah, a little bit about me, just, you know, local cannabis company here, you know, launched some beverages here within the last year and a half and stuff. Met Lacey. That would have been what, Lacey? Probably during COVID, right?
It was definitely 3 or 4 years ago at this point.
So, and
you guys get close.
We kind of hit it off right away.
You and, guys are friends, so there you go.
We've been talking about collabing for 3 years, and we finally made it happen.
So, but just to go back to Honeybee Cannabis, now they're their drinks. It's made from fruit juices with great ingredients. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your actual products, though, because you started out with CBD infused, and now you've moved into THC infused. Just tell us about it, because I know that these drinks don't have bad ingredients. They're not bad for you, and you know.
Yeah, they're hemp derived, which that's what makes them federally legal. And then, yeah, I'm just trying to keep the brand as, you know, clean as possible.
Nice.
So using, you know, organic juices, no added sweeteners, no added sugars. Just trying to keep it clean, you know.
That's what I like to hear, you know. I mean, I don't want to feel terrible drinking this drink of, like, you know, I don't know what's in there. Right?
Right. You read the ingredients and you can't even understand what most of the ingredients are. I love your whole honeybee idea. And I know we talked about this last time in how you are trying to help the bees. And then in the process, this helps you too with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It's
been a lot of fun, you know. And
it's awesome.
Very thankful to all the Madison businesses that have supported the brand. And you know,
you're
the brand,
everywhere now.
Trying, you know.
You are. So, it's great definitely. To see. So,
it's awesome.
And yeah, I'm just obviously super excited about this product with Lacey because there's definitely not a product like this in Wisconsin at all.
Let's talk about the kombucha here with Lacey from Rude Brew. First of all, Lacey, what is kombucha? If someone's out there that just woke up from a long nap, tell us what kombucha is.
That's a good one. I like it. So kombucha is a lightly fermented probiotic, like a health drink. Mm-hmm. It's a base. The base is a sweet tea, and then it ferments for a couple, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, some people longer, depending on kind of what you like. And it's self-carbonated, full of, like, you know, beneficial yeast and bacteria. Good for your gut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and everybody's talking about that these days,
oh,
too.
Totally.
That probiotic, whatever kind of stuff to help you feel okay.
Yes, honestly, it's you know, really gaining a lot of recognition, as it should. You know, I mean, there's a lot of connection between the gut, your gut health and your brain, how your brain's functioning, you know. So, I mean, generally, just overall body homeostasis and health.
Oh.
So.
What's the relationship between SCOBYs and, like, aliens from outer space?
Oh, you know, I can't even get into that on air right now. I don't think I'm kind of sworn to secrecy. I'd probably, you know, wouldn't be good. So,
well, now, like, tell us. I mean, the SCOBYs look funny. They're pretty interesting. But
yeah, honestly, I think they're gorgeous, but nobody else really agrees. So
I saw somebody actually making art out of them.
Ooh.
They had like shellacked them and turned them into pieces of art. So SCOBYs have their own.